to defend itself if Iran attacks. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Israel's military says it's prepared to defend the country and strike back if Iran decides to retaliate for this month's deadly airstrike on the Iranian consulate in Syria. Tehran holds Israel responsible for the attack, which the U.S. military believes Israel carried out. Israel has not commented on it. The increased tensions have sparked concern that Israel's war against Hamas in Gaza could spill over into the rest of the Middle East. The war has pushed Gaza into a humanitarian crisis, leaving more than 1 million people on the brink of starvation. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Protesters in Amman marched in support of Palestinians in Gaza after Friday prayers. They carried signs reading, "Our Eid is with the victory of Gaza," referring to the end of the fasting month of Ramadan. Millions of Muslims around the world are observing Eid al-Fitr festivities, feasts, and family gatherings. Jordan, which lies at the heart of the Arab-Israeli conflict, hosts 2.4 million Palestinian refugees, the largest number of such refugees among Israel's neighbors. Many of its citizens are of Palestinian origin. The United Nations on Friday warned the humanitarian crisis triggered by the conflict in Sudan could worsen dramatically in the coming months, tipping some regions into famine. The emergency could also further spill into neighboring African countries unless the fighting ends, UN agencies said, ahead of Monday's first anniversary of the conflict erupting. Fighting in Sudan broke out on April 15th last year. This is VOA News. Officials say a massive missile and drone attack has destroyed one of Ukraine's